A great lady is dead. Obituary. Eleanor of Aquitaine, 1122 to 1204. It is with extreme sadness that we report the death yesterday of an extraordinary woman. Eleanor of Aquitaine, age 82, will be remembered as one of the most remarkable queens of any European monarchy. Eleanor of Aquitaine was larger than life. She was an orphan, wife, mother of 10, trader, prisoner, world traveler, and queen of France and England. By the age of 15, she'd been orphaned, inherited her father's large and valuable estate, and married Louis VII, heir to the French throne. Born into the age of chivalry, Eleanor loved to flaunt her power. When she became queen, she brought along 300 servants, succulent foods, and a squire to carry armor on trips with Louis VII. Ultimately, Eleanor and Louis VII ended their marriage because they had not produced an heir. Just weeks later, Eleanor married a younger Englishman, Henry II. Within 2 years, the couple were crowned King and Queen of England. Together, they raised 8 children and shared many interests. In time, however, King Henry II tired of his wife, and Eleanor fled the royal court. She returned to France, determined to destroy Henry II. Confident that she had the allegiance of her sons, Eleanor urged them to seize power. When Henry II discovered the plot, he had Eleanor captured. Since Eleanor had become his enemy, Henry II could rationalize putting his former wife in prison. She remained a prisoner until Henry II's death. When her favorite son, Richard, ascended to the throne, his first act as king was to release Eleanor. She lived long enough to see her second son, John, become king as well. As Eleanor grew old, her life began to stabilize and was much calmer. Her final days were spent quietly at Fontevrault Abbey in France. She will be remembered as an extraordinary woman who was ahead of her time. Eleanor will be buried in Fontevrault next to her first husband, Louis VII, and her son, Richard.